And welcome back to the Mark and Brian Christmas Show 2011.
Well, this next gentleman, as we said, there's one tradition that we have done on this program for the entire run of time that we've had Christmas shows. We always do it. And people, legends like Burt Lancaster,
Tony Curtis, Bob Hope,
Jack Palance,
Milton Berle.
It's endless, the list. And we always
hold it.
And yeah, Zelma Phelps. That's right. We always hold it in very high regard, and we always make sure that the person who's going to share this tradition, this Mark and Brian Christmas Show tradition, is somebody that you hold in high regard as well.
And, yeah, got to tell you, this gentleman has been connected to our program for a number of years, but we've never been able to connect the dots to get him here to do this, which is tailor-made for this gentleman.
With films like The Shawshank Redemption, Driving Miss Daisy.
He won an Oscar for performance in Million Dollar Baby.
He also brilliantly narrated the Academy Award-winning documentary March of the Penguins. But over and above all of those accolades, what he is most proud of is that he can call us friends.
And we're pretty proud of that. Please welcome the reading of "Twas the Night Before Christmas" with Mr. Morgan Freeman.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Brian. I thought I heard them say that one of my most prideful things is that I get to call them friend. That's true. Now, if I may have your attention, I have this very nice poem that I'm going to read to you. "'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. Children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter that I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the rooftop, the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, bloop, down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his sack. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose, like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work. He filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, laying a finger aside of his nose, giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, he gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night! Ho, ho, ho!" And I wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Good night.
Morgan Freeman, ladies and gentlemen, Morgan Freeman.